Mulan, same reason. Might protect me.
Take my princess?
What? You don't know how to take care of yourself with your fists? The old man didn't take you on the heavy bag and teach you what to do?
I did boxing lessons last night, but all right. You know, she has a sword.
Sonny, you have to take a different
She ain't going to bring no sword on the date. Well, who's she's not going to bring the her weaponry, I hope.
Dylan Red and Sonny C and they're talking fantasy. Good advice for you and me. Waiver wire and free agency. Who to start? Who to sit? They will help you make your picks. Evaluate your trades. Win your league and they'll get you paid.
Hi, hello, and welcome to another brand spanking new episode of Fantasy BS. I'm Dylan.
I'm Sonny.
Gabe, it's a weird setup tonight. We've got a round table here. He's across from me. Hello, producer Gabe.
Hello.
I'm very excited because joining us in studio, star of the NFL Network, prolific ranker of fruits, one Dave Damashek.
What's happening, fellas? Yeah, I feel very much like we're on the set of that 70s show.
When Why do you feel that way?
Because we're all facing each other around a very small table. We just need a camera in between us on a dolly that circles around as we each make our remarks. Yeah. Yeah.
And he forgot the water pipe.
Yeah. We have a weird setup. We're in a new studio. Or not new, but a different studio.
The worst studio at Corolla Networks.
It's weird because if you stare at the wall too long, it's an optical illusion. The walls are just weird like that.
Yeah, so let's get in, get out. Just bang out some fantasy news and recap the week that was, week 12. Before we get into it, I want to ask you, how's your season been going?
Well, first thing, Dylan, when you're doing a podcast that is audio only, you can't just say, I want to talk to you.
Right.
The audience doesn't know who you just pointed to.
I've gotten that critique.
As it happens, you pointed at me.
Yeah.
Dave Damashek.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I would think that the mystery would be solved very, very quickly on account of you'll jump in next. But I have gotten that critique before. I'm working on it. But it's habitual. So
would it kill you to go like, hey, Shaq, what do you think? How's your season going? You know?
You want
like
me to take it again?
No, we're good.
Let me take it again.
Let's
let
not live life in the rearview mirror. Let's press ahead.
Hey, you. Tell us about the fantasy season.
Well, I'm in – thank you for asking.
Yeah.
And I'm in four leagues this year. My big one that people are most aware of is the one that out here in Los Angeles that has the famous people in it, like Sporty Simmons and Don Draper and Cousin Sal and that crew.
Yep.
And that team, I'll tell you, I'm up against it. If I cannot vanquish Tall John this week, I will not make the playoffs. After I was in first place for a long stretch, but I've lost four straight games.
Sure.
I did some wheeling and dealing. This is a non-PPR league. This is there are 10 teams total in it. I was riding high thanks to Deshaun Watson and Michael Thomas, to a lesser degree, Nuke Hopkins and Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
This is an auction league. Yep. And if you've never done an auction league, as a side note, it's the only way to go. There's no going back.
I'm so intimidated by the process. But when you have Mike August as your auctioneer, I'm sure it kind of livens
things up. Oh, that makes it sing. Yes. Yeah. That's really great. But so I was, obviously, as you can hear by the names I just listed off, I was star heavy. I didn't have great secondary guys. So I traded to get Tevin Coleman to try and give me a second good running back. I traded him to the aforementioned Simmons for Cortland Sutton. That's been kind of a wash. Neither guy's really blown up too much.
Up and down.
Yeah, it hasn't been great. But then I traded with the Dutch Mook to get Odell Beckham.
Sure.
And I traded him for Jordan Howard.
Sure.
And and Jordan Howard hasn't played since, and Odell finally is starting to make a little bit of a move. Yeah, but all that amounts to nothing great right now.
Some friendly advice. I'd back off that name a little bit.
Which?
OBJ is kind of the Voldemort of the podcast.
Oh.
One of the parties here is not a huge fan. I'll point to him because it's a podcast right now.
All right.
Okay. Speak your own. You don't need to be pointed
people
to.
That have,
defend yourself on this.
People that have heard previous shows.
Every show.
Well, people that have heard any will know that I'm not a big fan of OBJ.
Because?
I listen.
The man or the fantasy performer?
the fantasy performer.
Ah, okay.
Because he's a big name, and I picked him over Michael Thomas, different league, and he is just frustrating that his coach and his quarterback are so bad that they won't pass to a very talented receiver. I'll give it to him. He's talented and stuff, but they don't pass to him, and the only games that they do pass to him, he does really well.
Yeah.
The Jets game, he did really – he got like 2 touchdowns, like week 2 or something.
You've also said that he's too flashy for a young man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sonny, so that's a, Sonny's a curmudgeon.
Yes,
where'd you pick that up? I'm surprised based on the house that you live in that you would have curmudgeonly attitudes about a 21st century media savvy, social media savvy icon.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah. Listen, all the nonsense of handing out goat skin shoes to Tom Brady after a loss.
Oh, is that was insane.
That's what you're focusing on, Odell. But I will say, if you still have him on your team, it feels like now you should be playing him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is coming on a little bit, finally caught a touchdown pass.
Don't
it
falter.
Was against the Dolphins
Don't
last
falter.
Week. Had all, had came within an inch or two of scoring a touchdown against Pittsburgh the preceding week. So the indication is that he's just now starting to turn it on, and not coincidentally so too is Baker Mayfield. Big matchup, though, against a very good defense on the banks of the Three Rivers this Sunday.
This guy roll? It sounds like he's doing play-by-play or something like that. All right. Anyways, OBJ's trash. OBJ's trash.
All right.
OBJ's
okay.
trash. All right. So let's get to some updates and injuries. Gabe, just rifle through these.
All right. So Niners, Breida, Debo, and Sanders all limited on Wednesday's practice. Thoughts on Breida? You guys like him going forward?
I just hate San Francisco's – just San Francisco's offense is just confusing. I want no part of it.
Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders?
Yeah, that's fine. How did Sanders do last week?
I think he did pretty good.
No, he got 2.5 points.
No, but he also has the broken ribs,
he's
a slight guy to begin with. George Kittle was back. And if Kittle is all right, and Kittle is also one of – talk about a throwback guy. More and more tight ends don't actually do what is – supposed to be part of their gig, which is blocking. George Kittle is an anomaly in that regard, but he has a bad shoulder, so he's not doing that, and maybe that's why the running game isn't really rolling for the 49ers. But as Jimmy G is starting to string together now back-to-back good games throwing the ball, now that leads you to believe that you're going to have to respect that a little bit more, and that should open up the passing game.
That's
and Matt
a blip,
Breed,
though.
After all, what's that?
That's a blip. Jimmy G's not. He's not going to go 3 games passing really well. That's not going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's the reason necessarily that they win most of their games.
No,
but the drill for
not.
Him is to take care of the ball. They definitely want to run the ball with Kyle Shanahan. But Matt Breida is more of a home run hitter. The bigger concern is if you're somebody like me who has Tevin Coleman, the value of Coleman now goes way down because Breida is going to further cut into his carries. He already was splitting carries with Mostert.
Can you please correct him when he says Burrito's last name wrong?
Oh, yeah. We call him Burrito on the show.
I'm sorry. I say
to a breakfast burrito.
That's
I
okay.
should know all these things.
That's
I'm an
okay.
avid listener, and I feel bad that I'm
exactly.
not keeping up with
All right.
With
you want to get to Pittsburgh's Connor and Juju?
Connor and Juju. What's going on, Shaq? Why are these guys not helping my team?
You guys are icy cold. They're not robots out there just performing for your pleasure. They're actual human beings, you understand,
There is no
right?
humanity here. There are numbers and victories and losses. That's it. It's blood.
All right. Well, we'll see by 2020 if we can just do away with the human aspect of it, and maybe we just can turn it over.
I wish we could.
To some other creatures, man-made or otherwise. But in the here and now, yeah, James Conner still with that bum shoulder. And Juju, a little bit of a mystery with the knee because that was always secondary to the concussion that he got. He's now out of the protocol, so he's good to go on that front. Whether or not he's good to go with the knee, though, I guess is another question that I don't have an answer for at the time of this recording.
Question for you. Bigger bust, Juju or Saquon Barkley?
Well, I guess they've both been hurt. Saquon, I think. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if that's see. I don't know why I'm trying to be nice to given the atmosphere that you have cutthroat
here.
Fellas have laid out.
Well,
here.
It's been sunny. Really, we're just
well. I mean, right out of the gate with the hate at poor Odell.
Yeah.
You know that guy's just looking for a break. He's just looking for a little love.
Sonny goes.
Sonny,
what's
give
with
it
this
to
watch?
Him.
What's with this watch he's got to wear every week?
can't wear a watch that's more expensive than you are.
Wow.
Well, thanks. OBJ's
how much would you
expensive.
Sell yourself for, Sonny?
Me?
All in, you know? More expensive than you are. How expensive are you?
I don't know. I don't wear clothes that are more expensive.
If we had, instead of a fantasy football, it's just fantasy human existence.
Oh, wow.
How much do you go for in an auction league? You like a $10 guy, or you like, hey, whatever
priceless.
It is, that's what you pay. I paid $70 to, out of $200 in my auction league to get Saquon Barkley, and you see the production. Whoa. Yeah, it was a lot of money. Whoa. I got Sonny. I'm going to give Sonny,
whoa.
If it's a keeper league, then I'm going to go, you know, in the range of $45, $50.
I was going to go $65. That's how much I hold you in high esteem.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, let's move on. Driscoll,
Dylan's
hamstring.
A waiver wire pickup.
All right, thank you, Sheck. Driscoll's got a hamstring. Driscoll's dead to me anyways. Thielen, hamstring, well, probably will.
Why would you have started Driscoll? You can't be
but
upset with him.
He got 28 points last week. I thought there was something there, but I didn't know that he was 1-6 as a starter.
You're
so
really
shame
reaching.
On me.
You're really reaching. If,
well, yeah. I traded Lamar Jackson away, so we'll talk about that trade later.
oh, no, you did? Well, I guess you did have the great Jeff Driscoll sitting on the bench. Can't play them both.
Oh, my gosh.
Traded away the MVP.
Shaq, in week 6, if you could get Saquon for Lamar Jackson, you would have done it, right?
If I could get Saquon for Lamar Jackson, yeah. But who's your backup QB is the
–
No, my backup QB was Stafford.
All right.
So, you know, I was fine
so
with
it. So you traded him to get Saquon.
It was a ridiculous
and then
trade.
Saquon, actually, that's not a terrible
no,
trade.
No, no, no. I haven't told you the full trade yet. It has killed my season, essentially. Not killed it. I'm still going to make playoffs. But it was Lamar Jackson, Devontae Adams, Saquon Barkley, and A.J. Green for Saquon. Excuse me. Did I say that correctly?
I don't think so. You said them so fast that
Lamar
no human could have registered them.
Lamar Jackson. Devontae Adams, Sony Michel, and A.J. Green for Saquon Barkley and Alshon Jeffrey.
Wait, didn't you get the
Patriots? Oh, my God. No, no, no.
You deserve everything you aren't going to get, which
right.
is a playoff spot.
Let's move on. I will get
money.
That playoff spot.
He's pretty much locked
yeah.
in.
Oh, he is.
Get out of here. All right. It was hubris that made me do that trade. I was on a high. All right. Julio, will he play tonight? Will he play tonight?
Not sure.
Should we ask the guy from the NFL what he thinks?
We should.
All right.
I don't know if Julio's going to go. I would think that even though I know a lot of people say just shut it down, if I were Saquon as a for instance, I think in his second year, save the tread on that tire
yep.
and spare yourself the beating for better days ahead, which
sure.
I do think are in fact in store for those Giants, especially if they move on from Shurmur in 2020.
Oh, please.
Julio, though – you know, in terms of the league, it's a high-profile game. It's the only one on television. All of America presumably will gather around, people bellyaching about that game now. But once it shows up in a couple hours and you're laying around and you've had your fill of food and
sure.
political talk, you'll
yeah.
happily tune into the goings-on in Atlanta.
Right.
I think Julio will be out there. The problem is that Marshawn Lattimore and company will be awaiting him.
Yep. I don't think the Saints are going to lose that game. There's no way they can. Devontae Freeman will also be back. T.Y. Just be healthy all the time, T.Y. Please. You're so banged up all the time. Should be back on Sunday. Delanie Walker is done. Damian Williams. I mean, he's absent on Wednesday. We'll see if he plays on Sunday. And Golden Tate, concussion. So monitor that as well. All right, should we get into the week that was?
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right, Lions, Redskins. I started Jeff Driscoll.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know, I started Jameis last week. He got 14 points. Jeff Driscoll got 28. So what I did was I flipped them. And then
they flipped it on you.
They flipped it. I got snake bit. I did lose. The only time I lose this season is if I'm projected to beat a team by 25 or more points. I will get pretty much lose every single time.
Like when you lost to me.
Yeah, I was projected to beat you by like 30, 31 points. It was, you know, it was
and
supposed
I
to be a route.
By 30, 31 points.
Bo Scarborough.
You know who's not a bad guy to go and pick up if he's available in your league right now? He's been playing well lately and has a good matchup this week. Sam Darnold. If he's out there, I would go get him.
I've had a love-hate relationship with that young man.
Well, I get it completely. I gather that he's over the mono,
mm-hmm.
and he's putting up some numbers.
He's
and
going out kissing chicks at clubs and stuff. So.
And they've got the the Dolphins, and for what it's worth, and it should be worth something, Adam Gase, his last stop was Miami, and believe me, these guys are human beings. They are incented to hand it to places that they departed in unpleasant ways. He will look to put it on those Dolphins, and he will use Sam Darnold as his primary weapon to achieve his goal of destruction.
So Sam Darnold or Jameis Winston this week?
I just told you my thoughts on that. I mean, Jameis has had some great games, but it does feel feast or famine. And against the Dolphins, most guys have been productive. And I know that some people go through that math of like, yeah, but they'll get so far ahead early that then he won't be throwing the ball as much. But since Fitzmagic came along, they've actually been kind of
in games
for the most the most part. I do think that Sam Darnold, as he sort of rounds into shape at the tail end now of his second season, I think he's getting to a place legitimately. I know it sounds a little bit much, but he's getting to a place of being fairly dependable. I think he'd be a great add if you're looking for a late season push. And there are just dregs on the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. If Sam Darnold's there, get him.
I agree. He's got a great schedule, and he's been playing a lot better. Santino, are you worried about Kenny Golladay and or Marvin Jones with the probably third-string quarterback?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I think they'll still be good. Kenny Golladay's good. Marvin Jones is,
Boomer bust. Yeah. He's our favorite boomer buster.
But they're playing the Bears, fellas. I wouldn't do that. If you have any other option that's reasonable, I'd go with that.
No, the Bears' defense is not good. They're trash.
No, they're good.
They're trash.
They're
highly ranked. For fantasy purposes, they're absolute trash, and I'm not intimidated by them if you have receivers. What is a problem is third-string quarterback.
They're playing a third-string quarterback. This is a favorable matchup for the Bears' defense. They should be able to take care of business.
You have the Bears' defense. Play them with confidence.
Yes,
they will get 4 or 5 sacks this game.
They will get no more than 9 points.
I would take that.
That ends our bold take segment.
Third string QB.
Okay.
Who's the third string QB?
No idea.
I know, but I'm asking you if you know it because you are so confident in your anti-Bears posture.
No more.
All right.
The 9 points.
Go ahead.
I was wrong about Scary Terry last week. He's fine. He's in that Gallup Boyd Odell Beckham kind of range. Dwayne Haskins stinks, but the I don't know. The ceiling's low for Scary Terry, but also the floor. The floor's high. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. All right. Panthers, Saints. What a game of American football. DJ Moore, have you been impressed by that young man?
Very much, yes. Especially with the backup QB. And I know people in Carolina are continuing to try to talk themselves into the notion of Kyle Allen as their long-term starter, and watching Cam Newton go, that is an absurd opinion.
You're just a big fantasy Cam Newton guy.
The lack of regard for Cam Newton, who is one of the transformative players in my lifetime, is crazy. One of the two best rookie seasons by a QB in NFL history. One of the all-time seasons. He went 15-1 throwing the ball to Ted Ginn Jr. and Philly Brown. And yet, somehow, this guy does not get his due.
Sure.
Because he wears silly outfits in the postgame.
Also,
and all
not
that
white.
Kind of, that may also have something to do with it. Either way, yes, DJ Moore has, I wouldn't say been consistent, but has been productive and was the last time we saw him against those Saints.
Yeah, so he's the 11th receiver on the season with a backup quarterback and only 2 touchdowns. He's 5th in receiving yards. Like you always say, DJ Moore's a stud muffin.
Sonny says that. You said like you always say, but we don't know who you is.
No.
Come on, Dylan.
All right.
Right, Sonny? If you're going to do it, make it more memorable, Dylan.
Okay.
You guys should do it like Sonny's solid.
Don't pitch in the middle of the podcast.
Why not? What
you
am I going to do?
Pitch in the middle of the podcast.
I never say stud muffin.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Sonny's solid stud muffin
Let's
of the week.
Talk about
you know?
Alvin
then that's them. Then you call up, then you call Tasty Cakes and see if they want to sponsor it. Now you're cooking with gas. You see?
That could be a bit. Wow.
We should have done this in like
Dunkin' Donuts with their new chocolate chip and coffee crumb muffins. Here now with Sonny's stud muffin of the week.
You're stepping
right? Get that?
On possible future baking sponsorships right now.
I'm People pitching go back. One, man.
All right. Can we talk about Alvin Kamara? He's kind of turning it around right before the playoffs. How bad is their O-line now that they're a little banged up right now? I mean, are the Saints not great up front?
They should be better. It's a weird thing that among the more highly regarded offensive lines going into the season, and I'm looking at specifically Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, they're supposed to be a position of strength for those two teams, and they've really been a liability for the most part. I think the Saints are fine. Kamara, it's been wonky with his injury and Latavius Murray and mixing him in and Teddy B and back to Drew Brees now and everything.
Sure.
I think, you know, listen, if you have Alvin Kamara, you're going to play him in week 13. And if you get into the playoffs, you're going to continue to play him no matter what. I don't care who the matchup is.
Yeah.
41's got to be in there.
Would you rather play Dalvin Cook? Sonny, mm-hmm. Would you rather play Dalvin Cook or Alvin Kamara? Who would you rather have? And it's so crazy. Just get up on the mic just a little bit more. I mean, two out of the top three running backs have just been poop. They're poop. Alvin Kamara and Saquon Barkley are poop.
They've been hurt. What are you going to do?
For fantasy purposes, they're
I know,
poop.
But you seem angry at them, but
I
they've been injured. What are they going to do?
I'm very angry at them. And I have all the reason to be
are
angry. At
is
them.
Your league Sonny or all your leagues PPR?
No, I don't think I'm in a PPR, actually.
Oh, is that right?
You're in this one. This one's half point.
This one's half PPR.
Yeah.
Well, even that isn't much of a – to me, that's an interesting question. If you have – is that the luxury you have? You get to choose between Kamara and Dalvin Cook?
No, he does not have that luxury.
Then what kind of question is that?
All right.
What human being would have both those guys,
of course? How about this? One person may have these two, Mark Andrew or Jared Cook. Who do you play? Who would you rather play?
Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
His upside's better.
I think that's a no-brainer too, but it's a point of contention on the interwebs.
I think that's a fine question. I'm a pedigree snob about real football and about my fantasy team. I generally lean towards the more talented guy, the more productive guy. So I think I would go Mark Andrews, but this is really – even in a season with so many dominant defenses, the Niners' defense is great. I'm trying to think – Hollister had a good game against that Niners' D a mm-hmm. couple Monday nights ago. I'm just trying to find any evidence that tight ends are productive against
– The Hawks?
San Francisco. I'm trying to think the Niners – they don't. You know, there was nobody – catching passes for the Packers the other day.
No, there was not. And we should get to them.
I think on Thanksgiving night, though. You know what? Here, to make it a more festive Thanksgiving night, I say go Jared Cook.
Yeah.
Because now you have something to watch.
Exactly.
This makes you watch the game that you otherwise might be apathetic about.
Don't gamble on it. Put Jared Cook in, and then that's a safe way.
And the whole holiday revolves around cooking stuff. It seems to be on the nose. You almost are making a mistake.
Absolutely.
If Jared Cook doesn't have a good game, then that's the football gods playing games with you. No shame for you in that. I say Jared Cook in this one.
All right. Speaking of 49ers and their stalwart defense, let's get to them versus Gabe's Packers. Hey, Gabe. Do you want to talk about the death of Aaron Rodgers as a top fantasy quarterback?
You know what? He's kind of in the same boat as – not same boat, but he's just kind of like Tom Brady. Like, we know that in real life they're good quarterbacks, but fantasy-wise they just – they're not figuring it out.
Seven games this season under 15 points. Yeeshka.
Yeah. But he has a chance to really light it up and, you know, have those like 20, 25, 30-point games too. So – he has a chance. You're telling me you don't think he has a chance to do that?
I mean, I would rather play Sam Darnold rest of the season
Driscoll
than Aaron Jones.
Did it, so Aaron
or Rodgers. Excuse me, than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but look at Driscoll now. I mean, you don't want to start him.
And I also think it is Aaron Rodgers, to Gabe's point, and he just laid an egg in front of the nation on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
If you buy motivation and bounce back and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is why you don't take quarterbacks super early.
Stop.
You don't take quarterbacks.
Don't take Aaron Rodgers in the fourth round or pay up in an auction.
That's right. Well, that's the better lesson.
Aren't you the one that got Patrick Mahomes in like the second round?
See.
No.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, how stupid.
I mean, he's been putting up some good games.
He was great until he got hurt. Yeah, that was the anomaly that he was like, oh, actually, you do take at the back end of the first round a quarterback.
Yuck. Yuck. No.
What a weird, wrinkle in the weird existence of Dylan. That you're mad at people that are hurt. I love it.
That's the foundation of the show.
What is so strange about that?
I don't know.
And why are you putting
seems childish.
You're blanketing my entire foundation as a human being is weird?
Well, that maybe was a little harsh.
Very harsh. Let's talk about Aaron Jones. Pretty
boomer.
Don't know
if it was inaccurate.
Bust, huh? Aaron Jones, last four games, Santino. Mm-hmm. Why don't you read those numbers off? Tell everybody.
41, 3, 27, and 4.
Yuck, right? But then you have those games. I mean, these are the kind of fantasy players I hate having on my team because they scare me so much.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, and I guess to a larger extent or in a broader sense, that offense, man, Aaron Rodgers is not what he was 5 years ago. Specifically, where he was so dynamic, it wasn't just how quickly he could get rid of the ball and how live his arm was. He also moved around as well as he was a great function. He was as good a functional scrambler as Russell Wilson. And now he's really not doing that anymore. And that's become especially bad because both of those tackles on that offensive line have been banged up. And so that really limits. Like, it's not Peyton Manning at 39 years old level bad, but still, he's not running away from trouble as much as he used to be able to.
Right.
And that's also hurting the running game.
So Aaron,
Jamal Williams is hurting
Aaron Jones
and all of
that. In the top five running backs right now, does he fall out of that this season?
Just looking at their schedule, the games they got coming up, I think he kind of bounces back. They got the
We got a bounce back from Gabe.
Giants, Redskins, like they got some easy matchups coming up.
Yeah, I agree with Gabe. I think he'll stay in the top.
Remains in the top five, Shaq.
I mean, you're just you're threatening to take your fate into the abyss by just really playing matchups and everything. If you're not going to play Aaron Jones, he's got to be a guy you're going
to
start no matter what.
You have to, regardless.
Unless you have the conundrum of Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara in front of him.
Yeah, like Santino does. Would you start any of the 49ers against the Ravens?
Any of the 49ers?
Kittle, probably the only one,
Kittle.
Right?
I mean, they're deep. Maybe not their defense.
I mean, Emmanuel Sanders scares me with that rib. Plays a quarter and a half.
Coleman. I mean, I know Ravens have a good defense, but I feel like Coleman can – with. The way that the 49ers defense is playing, they're going to get some turnovers, and they could get close enough to, you know, have Coleman just fall in for a touchdown.
Okay.
Play him with confidence.
All right.
It is a crazy – with five games left, I just came across this statistic that the margin of victory for the Niners and for the Ravens is just historically gargantuan.
Right.
The last six league leaders – had a worse and by the sizable amount statistically, like 4 to 7 points.
Yeah.
The teams that led the league in margin of victory is less than what the Ravens, Patriots, and Niners all have going right now. The Ravens are on a truly historical pace in that regard. They're housing everybody.
Everybody. It's insane.
And unless you think that they're Tom Osborne's Cornhuskers circa 84 or whatever.
That's what you were saying, Sonny.
You remember Turner Gill, Mike Rozier, and Irving Fryer? You remember that powerhouse Huskers unit?
Sonny, you were talking about this the other week.
No, that was his mom. That was Lynette.
Oh,
Lynette
my bad.
She was like, do you remember that Bernie Kosar? Where'd that team come from even? She was like, Howard Schnellenberger with that pipe on the sideline. What a cool thing that was.
So
I was like, that was cool. You remember the pipe, Lynette? And she's like, of course I remember the pipe. But down at the Orange Bowl, that was a memorable January 1st for me.
He's being facetious.
Okay.
Yes.
But I will say that I'm not trying to be a skeptic, but, you know, how long can this go on that they not only beat teams, but that they just destroy anybody? I mean, the good teams.
Yeah, they beat the Texans and Rams. I mean, in their past three games or something, their total score was like 156 to like 23.
Their average margin of victory, I think, in the last 3 weeks is like low 30s, mid 30s, something like that. It's insane.
Crazy.
They're not playing bums.
That will probably stop at the 49ers, right?
We'll it's They're in not, Baltimore.
I mean, they beat.
Still, though.
They beat the Patriots. And did they beat the Patriots in Foxborough?
Yes.
Did that they? Was up in Foxborough? I don't remember
they
where
beat
the game
them
was.
By 17 points or something. Yeah. So start the Suds against the 49ers regardless. Against the Ravens. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Let's get to the aforementioned Pats. Where was the game? Foxborough?
It was in Baltimore.
Okay. Let's get to the Patriots. Rain makes most things irrelevant in fantasy. I'll just say Sony Michel is still a bum. I do not believe in Sony Michel.
Why would anybody be taking a New England running back and expecting consistency? Bill Belichick mixes and matches. You never know.
Do you know what he did last year, Dave Damashek?
I have argued with Patriots fans who get weirdly angry with me when I say, hey, in December and January, the more important offensive player for the Patriots was Sony Michel than Tom Brady. And they get very upset when you point out that fact.
You're very accurate. But Bill Belichick, he presents us with these hopeful case studies that are false, like LeGarrette Blount scoring 18 touchdowns. It's just – it won't happen. Don't draft New England running backs, right, Sonny?
Well, as soon as you stop playing Sony Michel, though, that's the game. He's going to have four touchdowns.
Exactly, which is why it's just a plague. N'Keal Harry, anybody? You guys want him?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Sonny, do you want him?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Who do they got this weekend, Sonny?
You wouldn't spend a dollar on him?
I don't think so.
Sonny, what do you make of a guy named Sony?
He's your almost namesake.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, he's named after a computer TV company.
There you go. Well, right. Yeah, but do you resent that he's like, you know, that when he does, as a for instance, like when he had to do his SATs or his achievement tests and everything, he was spared having to do an extra N like you? You're wasting extra time right
how much
now.
Time you wasted doing
it's like he's trying to get in on your act. You know, like with the Sonny, but like, I'm Sony instead. Like, you know,
N. You have to do an extra N.
I'm so jealous.
In your lifetime, you'll probably lose minutes doing that extra N.
I'd be upset if somebody said to me, like, if somebody was like, I'm like, oh, I'm also Dave. And he was like, no, I'm Dov. You know, like, I'd be like, oh, man, you know.
Hey, you guys want to
either
talk about
be in the
Cowboys?
Club or don't, you know?
Yeah, Cowboys. Kickers kind of screwed with the game. Rain is tough.
Yes.
And Pats have a backup kicker, right? Goskowski's not kicking. It's like Nick
Folk.
Yeah. Nick Folk.
Sure. You can't take a lot of fantasy insights from this game, but this week coming up, we've got a very important game for that ginge coach and that filthy robber baron of an owner. Does anybody think that the Cowboys are going to beat the Buffalo Bills tonight or this afternoon? Or are they – they're playing on
it's
Thanksgiving.
It's the midday.
Right? Midday.
I've been telling everybody for the last 2 weeks, you want to build your feasts around this game. Either do it before or after because this is the signature game of the trio.
Got it.
On the day – I have a hunch, if you're asking straight up who wins the game, I think the Cowboys do. We've seen Jason Garrett get his back to the wall. We've heard it's the opposite of George Steinbrenner. It's like the George Steinbrenner-Billy Martin thing where there's always this weird heat around Garrett and Jerry Jones and you're waiting for Garrett to get fired. But unlike Billy Martin, he never does. And he has a weird knack to rally these Cowboys who are loaded. And I am staying by my preseason pick. I don't think the Cowboys win today. I don't think they just get to the playoffs. I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
That is so not
Sonny, what do you think about that?
That makes
you
me
think
so
they're going
angry.
To the Super Bowl?
That's what I said.
Over.
That's what he said. That's not what he thinks. He's standing by what he said.
What?
He has to have conviction over
what I think.
Bold takes.
Who do you think?
I mean, I think the best team out there is the Saints, and if they get on the NFC side, there's still a lot of hash to be settled on the NFC side. The Niners have a brutal little run still to come here. Even with the victory over the Packers, you have a little more confidence that they might be able to survive that. But the Seahawks are one game back of them. They have the win in hand. So week 17, I think, is when they play again up in Seattle. The Niners right now are the number one seed. They could wind up as far down as the fifth seed if they lose that game head-to-head to the Seahawks.
Sure, which they will.
A major detail in the NFC this year, as it usually is when Drew Brees and the Saints are relevant, is if things run through the Superdome, they're way harder to beat there. If they have to go to Lambeau or somewhere like that, I'll take the home team. But if they can construct it so that everything runs through there, the one team that I think that's kind of built though to go into the Superdome and vanquish them is the Dallas Cowboys. They've done it, but where they beat them in Dallas last year, but. That what matters in January, it changes. People always talk about, oh, it's playoff football. But legitimately, if you can run the ball and spin the clock on one side and then rush the passer specifically, it's not just, oh, they have a good defense. The teams – and go back and look through the last 10 Super Bowls or so. The teams that get there
– that's the recipe.
Generally can – they can generally hold you off and frustrate you running the ball a little bit. They don't turn the ball over a lot. Obviously, that goes without saying with these teams making Super Bowl runs.
Yeah.
And the other thing is if they get even a score up, they unleash the hounds and they can get after your QB and frustrate you. And when you can see the end of the line, the end of your season sitting right there, and you start to get frustrated and you press and that. Yeah. And so I think, I'm standing by it. I think the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. Zeke behind that line making hay.
Let's talk about Zeke. Versus the Bills. He's going
Are you mad, Sonny, or what?
He's going to run all over.
No, I'm like, the room is making me dizzy.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah.
Just close your eyes for a second.
All right.
Close your eyes.
That's really polite. He was tired of looking at Dylan's face, as I think we all are, and he's pretending like he has some other reason to have to close his eyes. Well done. That's being human, Sonny. Or
Absolutely.
Or wait, are you Sonny or Sony?
I'm sorry.
Let's get
you're
to the Colts
Sonny.
And
Sonny. Okay.
The Texans.
I've heard it both ways.
So, Shaq, you tweeted out. We talked about this off mic. You tweeted out that the Colts would win this game outright. That wasn't correct.
Close.
Very close.
Close only counts in horseshoes and throwing grenades at people.
Almost got that lame cliche, right? But okay.
What are you talking about? I thought I got it. Anyways, there is a strange thing going on with Indianapolis in that you really want to have Jonathan Williams. I mean, I'm not kidding. I kind of do want him on my team. I would love to have him as a flex over Chris Carson right now. I really would.
Yeah, he's definitely the guy to own. What's his name? Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Does he scare you a little bit? I feel like he's kind of being worked in a little bit.
I don't know. I see reports saying that they're heavily committed to this young man as the bell cow, the workhorse. So I would rather have him than Nyheim Hines.
The results are in. It is nice to have a high-end, I say I'm a pedigree snob, to have a dynamic back. But ultimately, if you have a choice, you want the guys up front and put league average running back behind them versus having a high-end running back behind a league average O-line.
Yes.
And the Colts have the best O-line in their division at least, and when Marlon Mack comes back, they're especially dangerous, and they also have the recipe we discussed that could make a lot of hay come January. If they can sneak into the playoffs, which is in some jeopardy at this point, mainly because Jacoby Brissett got hurt. If he hadn't gotten hurt, they would have beaten Pittsburgh. If Adam Vinatieri even made a field goal at the end of that game, they would have won, and we'd be talking very differently about that team.
Clutch.
Then they lose to the Dolphins. They wouldn't have lost to the Dolphins in Indy if Jacoby Brissett had played. But anyway,
it's a tragic season.
I like this Colts
tragic
team.
Tragic season. DeAndre Hopkins.
Wait, you can't just skip over Will Fuller.
Of course I can
Will
skip. Of course we can skip
did
over Will Fuller.
Did you not remember?
It's one of the cardinal rules of the podcast. Of course we can skip over Will Fuller.
Screw Will Fuller.
They don't like Will Fuller because they think he's not a good player. I think he's a very explosive player that if he's out there, you should play him. If he's healthy,
can
he's
you
out
believe
there,
this guy?
You play him.
You absolutely do not. Never have him anywhere near
it's
your
a
lineup.
Little, it's a little Sonny or Sony, whichever it is. It's a little like a Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie. Most of them stink, but every once in a while it's a blockbuster. That's what Will Fuller does on Sundays. Most of them he's a dud, but when if you failed to put him in on a particular Sunday, you might regret it. And I will say this could be the one as dominant as that Patriots defense has been. I don't know what Belichick's going to do, obviously, but Stephon Gilmore,
yep.
The way it seems like more often than not this season, what he used to do was he would double the number one receiver and put his best cover corner on the secondary pass catcher. It seems like more this year he's just saying to Gilmore,
yeah.
Take the number one.
Go ahead and do it.
And he's doing that, and so you can assume bad stuff for New Hopkins this week.
Yep.
But Will Fuller might be the guy who benefits from that. He should get an outsized percentage of the targets if you buy that Gilmore is going to take away New Hopkins.
I know. You're frustrated too. Continuing with the Dwayne the Rock Johnson analogy, I would say that even if the movie is a blockbuster, it's still garbage. I don't think The Rock has made a single good film. Not a single one. Maybe Fast Five. He's the most overrated actor of our time, and he's really damaged cinema and the cinematic.
Well, listen, I think there's something to that. He has the Fast and the Furious movies, notwithstanding. Those are kind of like an ensemble thing.
Sure.
Moana might be his best movie, but how much credit are you going to give him for providing the voice there?
Sure. Yep.
But that is a quality picture.
The Imagineers whip up some wonderful character for him to step into. And
you're
there
welcome.
You go. Yeah, exactly.
You too old to have seen that movie?
Sonny, have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What do you think about it?
Moana?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters in like fourth or fifth grade.
Well, your favorite Disney movie is the Aristocats.
Is that true?
I've never heard of it. No.
All
right, so
Sonny knows the best animated movie of his lifetime is
uh-oh.
The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
That's up there.
Yeah, Brad Bird's a visionary, and he did what he did with...
14 years for it to come back.
Yeah, well, it should have never come back. Okay, sometimes
Finding
we don't.
Finding Nemo.
Sometimes we
Sonny.
Don't need a sequel.
Overrated.
Oh.
I thought it was boring, and I thought
Sonny, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie, but I found a lot of things wrong with it.
You did.
Yes.
You found a lot of things wrong.
Yeah.
You are a curmudgeon.
What about Kubo and the Two Strings? That's a gem.
Wow, that's indie.
Book of Life.
That's indie.
Those are not. Indie
no,
movies.
Life was boring.
Sunny.
I didn't like a lot of the animated movies.
If you, yes. Gabe, had to go on a date with one Disney princess, who would it be?
Mulan,
number one.
Wow.
She might hurt you.
She's a warrior.
She might protect me.
Fair enough. Depends where you're taking her out on the town. Same question for you, Dylan.
I would go with Belle because she's used to taking care of a beast. And I think that I'm
– Pretty good question. Pretty good answer.
I think I'm a beast.
I feel bad. She has self-esteem issues, she would fall
like
in
that.
Love with a beast.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but I can see he's beautiful on the inside. Yeah, but he's not even that. He's abusive to you. He's mean for like the first week that you know him. Like, he's a beast? I mean, like what's so appealing about him? Are you that desperate?
If you have a piece of coal – if you just work at it enough, you may just find a couple carrots inside.
Okay.
Okay, so let's play a game of...
Sonny didn't get the answer.
Oh, so sorry.
Mulan, same reason. Might protect me.
Take my princess?
What? You don't know how to take care of yourself with your fists? The old man didn't take you on the heavy bag and teach you what to do?
I did boxing lessons last night, but she has a sword.
Sonny, you have to take a different...
Well, she ain't going to bring no sword on the date. Well, who's she's not going to bring her weaponry, I hope.
I think I know what's going on here. Can you name three Disney princesses?
Of course he can.
I don't think he can.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
We just named one that you saw in fourth or fifth grade.
Named two?
Mulan. Moana.
Okay.
The one that you said.
I don't know.
Moana,
Belle.
Okay, Belle.
You name one more.
There are way more famous
Who's
ones.
The one from Sleeping Beauty?
Her, Sleeping Beauty.
That's her name?
All right.
No, her name is Aurora. Her name's Aurora.
Snow
then there's
White's
Snow
a good
White.
One. You got it.
Got
it. Ariel, Jasmine.
What about Cinderella?
Nala, to a certain degree.
What about Cinderella? Yeah. Merida from Brave.
Merida.
She was a princess?
Yeah. Who, yeah. Merida?
She was just like a bum that liked archery.
The whole picture's about her old man's the king and her mom's a queen.
Good God.
Her mom turns into a bear. I don't remember why exactly, but she does.
Something about Ireland. Let's get back to fantasy football. I want to, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is going up against the Patriots and Stephon Gilmore. So let's play a quick game of would you rather. DeAndre Hopkins or DJ Moore. Anyone, please tell me. Who
For
would
this
you
week?
Rather? Yes.
DJ Moore. I mean, Stephon Gilmore has just been so dominant. Yeah. Like, he's been locking up everybody.
Check.
I, even though what I said 5-6 minutes ago about that Nuke's got a tough matchup, I'm, again, like, I just don't get into that. I just have never been a guy in fantasy who is going to bench my stars no matter the occasion. There are certain guys that transcend that, and he's one.
So all right, well, let's amend this a little bit. Who do you think will have a better game, DeAndre Hopkins or Jarvis Landry, Gabe? Jarvis is playing the Steelman, Dave's own.
I like that, the Steelman.
I think I'm going to go Hopkins.
Okay.
I would say, you know, temper expectations, but there's no way you're benching him.
No way you're benching him. All right. Lastly,
Landry's been really good lately. And not coincidentally, so too has old Bake there. But the Steelers' defense has been dynamite.
Let me skip really quick to the Dolphins and the Browns. You know who the number one wide receiver is over the last 2 weeks?
Devontae Parker?
Jarvis Landry. Good Lord. Do you remember when we were talking about Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
And we all said he was a treat back in October? Uh-huh. He's a treat, man. Okay, Raiders and the Jets. To quote Santino, the Raiders looked like a California team in the cold this weekend. They really did.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders got beat up. Are you concerned with your crown jewel, Josh Jacobs?
No.
No.
I mean, it was a bad game for the entire team, defense included. I mean, you're not going to... You know, teams have these games. They're going to have a bad game. This is a bad game for the whole team.
Okay.
They're going to bounce back next week against the Chiefs.
They're going to bounce back against the Chiefs?
I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win the game.
Okay,
but
okay.
There's going to be plenty of points put up.
Yes, there will be.
Chiefs haven't been good against stopping the run. They're going to, you know, Jacobs is just going to have a day. I predict. I'm putting it out there. 2 touchdowns and 100 yards.
Okay.
Putting it out there.
All right.
Well, the Chiefs are not going to the Super Bowl as much as people are excited about, rightly so. Patrick Mahomes, the early portion of his career, is tracking to be basically like Dan Marino's in the mid-80s, which is to say he's an all-world talent, but he's on and some nice pieces here and there on the roster. But they are not they can't stop anybody from running the ball. And I hear Gabe, he's right. Josh Jacobs and that giant offensive line could grind them. But don't forget that Andy Reid, coming out of the bye, always wins.
Sure.
And so there's no doubt that they won't take it to these Raiders, who just got shamed pretty good by the Jets. And as they travel back.
He made John Gruden emotional. He was emotional.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was emotional after that.
Did he weep?
No. You just said, guys, I'm emotional. That was my John Gruden.
Sonny, has football ever made you cry?
Nope.
No?
I was really sad after the Rams lost to the Patriots.
Okay. Well, let's get to the Rams losing against the Ravens.
Are you sad that they're not going to the playoffs?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. It'll give them a lot of time to rest, and coming back next season, they'll be even better. So
that sounds good. They don't have any first-round picks to make their team better, though.
Sonny, the franchise is in trouble.
Jared Goff better get good over the summertime.
Jared Goff
or else they're
will get good, and Gurley will just, I don't know, heal. Ravens.
Ravens.
Optimism.
Lost by 39. Very out of character. Lamar Jackson is just so good. Okay? Listen, when you beat the Patriots by 17... It's going to be hard to, you know,
not beat the Rams.
I mean, yeah, he's just so good.
He is. He's very, very good. You want to hear a fun stat about Lamar Jackson?
What?
If you split his passing and his rushing into two different players, they would still be tier one ranked players.
Is that true? Wow.
In those positions.
Yeah.
Wow.
He has 900 yards and 6 touchdowns on the ground, 2,400 yards and 24 touchdowns through the air. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, did you know in that – in like the past – 3 or 4 games or something. The Ravens only had to punt twice. And on both of those drives, it was RG3 who was playing quarterback.
Yeah.
They were up by so much.
Right.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
As like with Lamar Jackson at quarterback, they've never had a punt.
Well, and again, like you say, Sonny, it's not the Rams were playing really good defense coming into that game. The Patriots have had a really dominant defense, and they're just they are just working everybody over. It's really crazy. I think you know what you should do, Sonny? Here's another one. It's a phrase you may not have heard before. Maybe the name of the show, or you should do a segment, should be Sonny Disposition.
Oh wow! Ooh.
What do you think about that?
Ooh. You know what a disposition is?
No.
Well, yeah,
it's your mood, the energy you're putting out to the world.
But you know what? If it's a fantasy show and you're giving advice on who to start and who to sit,
okay.
Sonny, this position.
I mean,
you're telling football positions to
you
people.
You would have to have Sonny Disposition.
Sonny this
to
position.
Set that up.
Sonny this position.
I can't believe you're pitching.
All
this
right,
is the
Sonny
third
this.
Pitch.
Sonny this position. I have to start at wide receiver, DJ Moore, or that. You know, like that. That's how you couch it.
All right, maybe we'll talk.
That's
we'll
a great idea.
We'll talk about it off mic.
I'm going to walk if I don't get more praise for these for the gold.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you.
So turns out that Todd Gurley is actually not back like we thought he was. Right?
We did.
We thought he was back last
week. We thought he was back.
He had a decent game.
We thought he was back about 4 times this season.
That's,
he's not back.
That's Todd Gurley for the rest of his career.
Whoa.
That is Todd Gurley. I'm not.
Rip out the young boy's heart and step on it.
Now listen.
Good
rip
God.
Out Les Snead's heart, too. Why did he paid him and Jared Goff, and I can't imagine which contract he regrets more right now.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram had a good game. Let's just move on.
Yes, he did. Mark, I would love to have Mark Ingram. All right, let's move on to the Seahawks versus the Eagles. Chris Carson is going to be dead to Pete Carroll soon, who is a hard man to be dead to. He's got a very, very long, long fuse. But if Chris Carson keeps fumbling
He loves Chris Carson, though, right?
He did.
Not anymore.
He was like every single time it was a fumble, it was the best bunch I've ever seen.
Right. But when you fumble 75 times in a season, that's when Pete Carroll starts to kind of say, all right, I'll run Rashad Penny. And Chris Carson owners should be scared.
Rashad Penny's good. He's talented.
Well, he's not as good as Chris Carson, but he doesn't fumble the ball at the rate that Chris Carson does. Should Chris Carson owners be worried?
Yes. I doubt he's still on your waivers, but if Penny's out there, you need to grab him now. And, I mean, let's just say you were the Carson owner and you picked up Penny.
Yeah.
Who would you be confident
Carson, every time.
Carson over Penny?
Yes.
I think that they would.
1,000%.
I would expect that they will, at minimum, give Carson the shot to get to reclaim the gig, and if he gets rolling again. But if he struggles, I'm not even talking about if he fumbles the ball. If he struggles and they rotate in Penny and Penny gets rolling on his first drive, that's the way those things go.
I think it'll be like a 60-40 split moving forward. Regardless.
Carson was the man, but Carson was kind of the man.
I know.
And now Penny has insinuated himself into things.
Carson was just – he looked like he was trying to kill people when he ran. It's sad to see him sad to see him fumble the ball so many times. All right. The Eagles suck, which is good for no one except for Ertz, I guess. Just garbage time points at the end of the game. They need Alshon back pretty bad.
Well, not just that. I mean, I don't know if you guys watched the game, but Wentz, something's wrong with him. Like, he is just overthrowing guys. His accuracy is not on point.
That third and nine, it was like a little route out to the left. He overthrew him by like 10 yards. Yeah. It was absolutely insane. Like, I don't know if it was the rain or the wind.
I've been saying since last December that Carson Wentz, when he comes back, was going to have more pressure on him than any other person in the NFL this season, because you could see the gathering storm. I said, in fact, if Nick Foles, given that the Eagles of 2018 were kind of like, yeah, they're all right, but they're really not taking off on the heels of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If Nick Foles wins these three games coming up in December and puts them into the playoffs, the city will turn against Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. I was wrong because it only took one game.
Right.
One game, and immediately it was like, Nick Foles is better.
Right.
And
it's Philadelphia, after
that,
all.
Well, I don't just
Cesspool
put that on
city.
Them. The coaches even would tell you that Carson Wentz is the more talented guy, but right now Foles is running our system a little bit better. But then he wins the playoff game in Chicago, then almost wins down in New Orleans. So by the time Nick Foles moves to Jacksonville, Carson Wentz gets that $100 million deal. He was under heaps and heaps of pressure. But all that being said, and I do think he has not been very good this year, I think Sunday's result you just throw out. That, if you watched it, it was so crazy. The wind and everything. I don't think you can hold anybody to account for how wonky.
It was a sloppy game. It was a sloppy game.
Yeah, it was bad on both sides for that. But Carson, I mean, they have no wiggle room left now. No. Jeffrey is, I think, tracking to be back. So
yeah,
maybe
I think
that's
he'll
good
be
news.
Back. And it'll be against a pretty bad team, I think.
But I don't think Wentz and Jeffrey get along legitimately.
Like personally?
I mean, I'm sure it has to do with football
when
stuff.
When they're rolling, I mean, Wentz has found him a lot. And he's kind of a red zone favorite for Wentz, I feel like. I don't know. Maybe
I'm not. The Dolphins or something.
Exactly. All right. Alshon, please come back.
Oh, I said Sam Darnold. Who do the Jets have again? I'm sorry. I misspoke then. I said they had the
Jets had
the Dolphins this weekend. It's another crummy team. Cincy is probably who it is. Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Bungles.
Yep. Even worse.
All right. Speaking about, you know, we shouldn't be reading too much in the game. Santino, are you worried at all about your Russell Wilson? Didn't have a great game.
No, not really. Like you said, it was a sloppy game. I mean, there's not much you can really do. I mean,
Metcalf should have caught like three different passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just been great all season. It's not like I'm going to bench him. Was he? He's still one of the front runners for MVP. He's had a great season. It was just a bad game in bad weather.
Yeah, it was a tornado stadium. Yeah. Just throw the game out. Speaking of games, we should throw out Broncos and Bills. Do we need to talk about that at all? No.
Nope.
Draft Devin Singletary.
Josh Allen's great, though.
Josh Allen's fantastic.
Devin Singletary.
Draft Devin Singletary. What happened there?
Next year.
Oh, my goodness.
I just bumped it.
Sheck just fell.
We're on one of those. I'm on one of those office kind of chairs where you can adjust it from underneath.
You
and
just
my
fell a foot under the table.
Back of my calf just hit that thing and it dropped me about 10 inches. Well, I just did it again.
It's very disconcerting.
If I rip my Achilles heel while doing this show, does that make Sonny responsible for the medical bills, or do you three pitch together to cover those?
We three would pitch together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would need to be publicized as the most pathetic thing someone's ever done.
Or we could, podcasting. Sue the chair company.
Okay. Shouldn't get litigious, Sonny. That's not a, you know, don't lean lawsuit, okay? I'm just saying. Devin Singletary, just target him in drafts next year. He's just, the backfield is his, and he'll be, I think, a solid RB2.
Certainly,
if not.
Right. Next year, you're right.
All right. Let's talk about the Steelers and the Bungles. Check. Why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Well, I don't have much to say about any of the offensive pieces. If Juju isn't back, there's no one dependable I would suggest you throw in there unless you're really desperate because you have Duck Hodges, who is a feel-good story and people are excited about it and it's cute and he's a free agent guy. And
yep.
Got a good nickname.
And yeah,
great
right.
Nickname.
He's got a nickname.
Yeah.
It seems like he's got for a young fella kind of like got almost like a pot belly kind of vibe going.
Yeah,
he's got
fun.
A southern drawl and
yeah.
Has a, you know, he started the game down in Carson, California and won that one. He comes in and plays hero in the second half against the Bengals. Now, people got swept up in the good-looking highlight play that gave the Steelers the lead when he threw the ball to James Washington, a good ball in stride and everything.
Yeah.
But after that, he didn't do much of anything.
No.
And that's because he's Duck Hodges, who's the backup to Mason Rudolph. So
yes.
Expectations should be pretty low there. and Jalen Samuels, the mix of those guys. Without James Conner, it's Jalen Samuels and Benny Snell, so I don't really think either of those guys is a play.
Just don't touch the Steelers.
Well, and also fantasy. Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams in that secondary is a strength, but without Myles Garrett, the defense generally becomes pretty mediocre. I think Myles Garrett.
I'm saying he won't be out there.
So, I mean, if you're looking for some sign of optimism, I mean, bottom line is we don't need to talk about it. Don't play the Steelers.
I do
want to
ask you a question,
players.
Though. Would you? How badly do you want Antonio Brown back on your team?
0%.
0%.
0.0.
You loathe that insane human being that much.
Well, I mean, he went scorched earth on not just the Steelers franchise, but on the Raiders as well. He's poisonous, clearly.
Yes.
No, I would not.
Very good at football, though.
Le'Veon Bell, I wish that would have worked out.
Okay.
Even what I said about don't pay running backs in that second deal and everything, I think they would be better off with him. But yes, Antonio Brown.
Dead to you.
Well, I'm not angry at him. I just think that he's cuckoo and a major distraction. And, you know, and I also think on the wrong side of 30, he's going to be less productive.
Dylan and I had a bet before the season started that either who would have more points, Antonio Brown, fantasy points, Antonio Brown or Juju. I took the Juju route. He took the Antonio Brown route.
If Antonio – I just thought it was ridiculous that people were saying that Juju was going to have a better season than Antonio Brown.
You cannot
– It's just insane.
But, I mean, you have no idea. The way Derek Carr and that Raiders offense has looked for the majority of the season, I guess Antonio Brown would have ended up having a pretty good year. But you have no idea – what Juju would have done with future Hall of Famer Ben Roethlisberger. The thing like, oh, it's so clear Juju's not a number one guy
I'm
now.
I'm not
it's
saying
like,
that.
I'm just saying but that has been what you've heard a lot this season. Like,
okay, right.
Okay, well, he doesn't have the quarterback anymore.
Assuming Ben comes back, he's going to be coming back next year.
You would think so.
I hope so.
I mean, I think he's going to come back. We don't know what the elbow's like, though.
But
it's going to be ugly.
Where do you take Juju next year in the draft if Ben is the starting quarterback?
If we know Ben's in good shape.
He's healthy-ish.
It happens to be a receiver-rich draft, and the Steelers don't have a first, but they could, you know, obviously address that in later rounds. But I bet you they don't because Deontay Johnson is going to be good. You can see that. James Washington has had some flashes of being good. I think they'll be all right at pass catcher, though I had somebody else in the draft or free agency.
The Steelers. Just where would you take Juju next year?
Yeah, where would you take
I'm trying to talk myself into something here. I will say 5th, 6th. Is that fair?
I would have said earlier. I probably would have said 3rd or 4th. Sonny, what
I mean,
about
I'm
you?
Doing this in a vacuum. I'm
fourth
not sure.
4th or 5th. Okay, split in the middle.
Sounds
I think that's
right.
Probably where he's going to go. Let's talk about someone who also may slip into the 4th round, that's Joe Mixon. Sad, sad young man. Back to 8 points. Not great, but you're confident in him moving forward, right? I mean, you have to play Joe Mixon.
Sonny.
I don't have Joe Mixon.
You just said you are confident in him. No one would know who you're addressing when you ask that question.
Shaq, you're confident that you got to – I mean, you got to play Mixon.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Well, you looked at Sonny.
Well, I said your name. I mean, that's what you wanted me to do.
Sonny, I don't know what games you're playing right now. Sonny, but Joe Mixon played a good game, as a matter of fact, against Pittsburgh last week. He didn't get in the end zone or anything.
Well, 8 points. All right, let's move on from this game. We had two more games left, Giants and the Bears. Pat Shurmur, does any coach need to be fired more than Pat Shurmur in the NFL?
It's a funny way of positioning the question. Yeah, I think you'll see just as the Cowboys offense is taken off with Kellen Moore,
Jason Garrett.
They need to have somebody, you know, with a progressive 21st century offense. The fact that you're hearing rumors that, oh yeah, the Giants and Jason Garrett have mutual interest, well then that's pretty bad for Pat Shurmur's future if they're already having those kind of talks.
Yeah, I think Cowboys fans across the country would relish playing Jason Garrett in New York Giants getup.
You like dimes, though, Sonny?
Yeah. Wait, dimes?
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
Oh, Daniel Jones, I think he's all right. I think he's put up some good numbers. I think going forward he could be better. I mean, he doesn't have the best team around him, per se, or the best coach.
Yeah.
But
no, he does not.
That team, I'll tell you this, I know a lot of Giants fans are very excited about the future. If you figure that Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram and Saquon Barkley are your and Golden Tate is back again, if you feel like
Slayton.
And their offensive line is upgraded, if they fix that up a little bit more,
sure.
The offense should be cooking next year.
So you're saying the
get
the,
those guys next year.
The Giants win the NFC East next year.
I think I said exactly that, and I think I guaranteed it. No, I didn't say anything. Okay. Such nonsense.
All right. Anything on the Bears? Do you want to talk about the Bears at all, Santino?
No.
You don't? Allen Robinson, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. David Montgomery, no.
Drop him.
No. I don't know about dropping him.
I think
him.
You drop him.
Really?
I think yes. You just bench him.
You dump David Montgomery, huh?
I mean, he's so inconsistent. Like, I don't want him on my team.
Right. I mean,
even if he had a favorable matchup, I wouldn't feel comfortable playing him.
All right.
If you have someone else you can play that you're definitely confident will do much better than Dave Montgomery, then sure, drop a grenade in the
sure.
Numbers, but
yes, as a tactic.
But if you need him, then just keep him.
And that is Sonny's this position.
Okay.
I would say that, again, for the pleasure, as you at least enter a day of feasting on turkey,
yeah.
It will be feast or famine if David Montgomery or anyone else you decide to roll with on Thanksgiving Day is in your lineup and they put up a stinker. But during the game, at least you'll be engaged and have
yes.
Something to watch if you have David Montgomery in there.
That's a coach who needs to be fired over Pat Shurmur.
Boy, smoke and mirrors, right? Looked
oh
like the
gosh.
King
Coach
of the Mountain
of the
last year.
Coach of the year. It's unbelievable. All right, speaking of players who are terrible and who should be dropped, Derrick Henry is obviously just bad at football. But he loves stiff-arming the Jags. He does every time he plays them.
Yeah, every single time he plays a Jag, he goes for a crazy long run. This time it was 75 yards. Last
yeah.
time it was like a 99 yard.
Yeah.
And he's fast and he's got a strong arm.
He's still bad, though. You wouldn't want him on your team.
No,
he's very good in the second half of NFL seasons. It's a weird thing that he doesn't really get rolling until late October, early November. But it is also – I've said this to the man's face, so I don't mind saying it to you now.
Yeah.
He got tackled. I asked him. I confirmed. He got tackled a couple times in high school, and that makes him an underachiever.
Yeah.
You know? Like how did
yeah. –
what guy built like Sonny tackled Derrick Henry
right.
in high school. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Shame on you.
Derrick
Were you
Henry's...
trying to be nice and make people feel better about themselves
yes.
by letting them tackle you? Because there's no excuse for it otherwise.
He's fast and he's huge.
Of course.
Yeah, what
yes.
is he, like 6'11", 330?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's right.
All right. So lastly, I'll just say, you know, just like Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, if he is on the waivers – pick him up because he's playing
yep.
well. I tried to bid for him this week, and that bald bastard got him ahead of me. And that, ladies and germs, is why you do not spend $26 on Brian Hill, who is a bum. He's a bum.
Did you drop him?
I think I did drop him.
Just because somebody is available doesn't mean – and is going to start doesn't mean he's going to be productive.
He had a productive week 9 or
he had
10.
One
he had one great week. One fantastic week.
Hawkinson. Or you spent $40 on
it. I spent – what did I spend, 30?
You spent $37 on T.J. Hawkinson.
Can I tell you something, Gabe? You and me, I spent $34 on T.J. Hawkinson on the waiver wire because I thought that he's a rookie stud
yeah.
guy.
You found your next Kelsey.
He looked good early on. You thought, this guy's going to get better as the season goes along, and he has been
crazy.
A zero.
Seven?
Okay.
It's a terrible position this year, tight end in fantasy.
Chubb, Kareem Hunt, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, roll them all out there this week. They're clicking, which surely means they're going to lose miserably. But I'm confident
I don't know
if
that's great advice against the Steelers defense. It's been pretty dominant. But okay, do what you want.
I mean, you guys step in. Do you agree with me or do you agree with this homer? It's a homer. That's a homer comment right there.
I mean, you're right. You're right. The Steelers' defense hasn't been dominant this year.
It's a homer
comment. I've misspoken, apparently.
Yeah. Is your...
The offense stinks. I will not debate you on that.
All right. Let's get to we've got a Thanksgiving game here, Gabe. Why don't you set this up because I have absolutely zero clue.
Okay. So we are going to be going over some of our favorite Thanksgiving dishes.
Sure.
Food items, whatever.
One each. Okay.
And then we are going to equate them to an NFL player that is currently out there.
Okay.
Or on our team.
Okay. Got it. Sonny, why don't you go first?
I really like mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay. Is that going to be allowed?
I mean.
Is that allowed?
We'll let that slide.
Okay.
You do pour. I mean.
You have to.
Yeah,
What do you want the end result of this to be, Gabe? Do you want to tell us the food item and you want Sonny to tell you what player that food reminds him of?
Yes.
Okay. Then do that. Well, then tell the food item.
It's not convoluted at all. No, he's saying you pick the food item and then say a player that reminds you of said food. This is all on us. This is Gabe lighting a stick of dynamite and then walking away.
Yeah, you can't
away.
Just say go. Like, well, what's the exercise
yeah,
here?
Yeah, why don't you start first and you
give
tell us.
Give a food and ask Sonny to tell you what player that reminds him of most.
Do a food that we don't like as well and then
come yes, of course.
All right.
Give him a bad food first, Gabe.
A bad food. Okay. The potato thing with the marshmallows.
Sweet
That's a
potatoes.
Bad food?
Sweet potatoes. Yeah, it's gross.
All right. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. Overly sweet, texturally gummy. Who does that remind you of?
OBJ.
I was just going to say. Sweet and fills a room. I mean, those things
substantive.
Are cooking, they overwhelm all the other smells in the room.
Overrated. You look at it, you're like, wow, that
Perfect.
Looks really
it
good.
That's unbelievable.
It looks great. Oh. You take a bite and you're like, damn it, why'd I get it?
Right.
Yes.
Throw it in the garbage.
There you go. And the marshmallows right. are like the shoes, unnecessary accoutrement.
Oh, the blonde
right.
hair, the tips. The
right.
tips on top, yep. the marshmallow. All right, give me a food that's
Can't
bad.
Can't beat that.
I just gave you one.
He just gave us a food that was bad.
Okay, so we're doing a group.
We just did that one. How much is left on the meat is left on that bone? Give him a new one.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a new one.
Another food that I hate?
Sure.
Any food. Thanksgiving food.
Not a big fan of yams.
It's the same thing.
Is
Sweet
it?
Potatoes and yams, the same
I
thing.
I mean, come on. There are other things you could go with here.
Go with the artichokes that everybody gets.
That's not a Thanksgiving
reason.
Food.
Cream corn.
Not a big fan of cream corn.
All right.
There we go.
Creamed corn. Okay. Sloppy. So what's a white food? It's a sloppy, yellowish white food. All right. I'm gonna go with Mark Andrews. In rare occasions, it can be elevated. You know, if the corn's good, if you use good ingredients, but. Too often, it's sloppy and unfulfilling.
You're saying don't buy it in a can.
Don't buy it in a can.
Make it.
Now, you're making him yawn right now. Not me. You with this segment. So why don't you give him a food that you look forward to at Thanksgiving?
I like ham. I love ham. I believe ham.
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 At Thanksgiving.
Very
thank you, Sonny. It doesn't make
Very
any
controversial.
Sense.
Controversial.
Right.
Because I've not had ham.
You know what? You know what my answer to that one is? I've never had ham. Just as I've never had Lamar Jackson on my football team.
Wow.
But
wow.
ham can be delicious when prepared properly. For me, by the way, as a side note, what I say to do, I don't really love a giant ham dropped on a table. What I think the great benefit of ham is when you slice it and you drop it into the pan. Kind of like, well, what's a quarterback on your fantasy team? He throws the ball around, right? Well, also you can carve it up and drop it into a pan. It has multiple uses. You can put it in an omelet. It's a delicious breakfast meat and beyond.
Some versatility.
That's like the running aspect of Lamar Jackson. Again, I've never had ham on my team. The NFL has never had Lamar Jackson or someone this successful playing that style of ball.
Michael Vick.
Can I just ask really, really quickly two questions? One, are you serious that you've never had ham? Is it a Jewish thing?
I've never had a Thanksgiving ham.
Oh, a Thanksgiving ham. Okay.
How would I know that it's a good, delicious breakfast meat if I've never had it?
I thought, okay.
I love swine. What are you talking about? If I were forced to choose for the rest of time the flesh of one beast to the exclusion of all others.
Chicken.
I would spend a long night, a wakeless night, debating between cow and swine, and chicken would not be in the
chicken.
No, I wouldn't pick chicken. Okay. I would pick swine. All right.
Wait. So what kind of ham do you like?
I like ham. I don't know. I'm not a ham expert.
Are you a honey glazed guy?
Why are we talking about this on a day where ham is not on the table? It just isn't.
Disrespectful to this day.
I want to ask one.
Turkeys gave their lives for this day, and this is what you want to talk about?
Gobble, gobble.
It's called Turkey Day.
Nobody's pardoning any pigs today.
Yeah, exactly. Was it a white pig that our great leader Donald Trump pardoned? No, it was a turkey. I want to ask you guys a question. This is also a contentious topic. Is macaroni and cheese a Thanksgiving dish? Sonny, please answer the question first. It is.
Yes.
Dish for everything.
It's a Thanksgiving dish.
Yeah.
Gabe?
Yes.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Well, regionally,
it's
in the South, I know people like mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Everybody likes mac and cheese.
Well, I mean, people in the South like mac and cheese all the time.
Well, they've jammed it in there.
You do the traditional mac or you throw the bacon bits and that's
all right, you're just getting all over the place.
Let's get to our fan favorite segment.
That is Sonny's Sunday pick, the last thing we do every podcast. Sonny will curse a team with his pick and then we will leave this studio.
I've been on a roll for the past like 4 weeks. Even though I went like 0-7 at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. This segment should be called going forward. Santino, Santine, yes.
No.
Oh my God, I can't.
I like it.
Listen, I've just laid out.
You laid out like 5 segments.
Some nice segmented kind of.
Let's get to Sonny's Sunday pick.
All right.
What do you got?
Santine, yes.
I'm going with possibly game of the year. Ravens and Niners.
Wow, love this. This is a brave one.
Absolutely. Now,
okay.
I very confidently say, and I'm going to get, you know, egg on my face next week, but I think I'm going with the Ravens.
You're
going
to curse the Ravens to lose this football game.
Okay.
All right.
The Ravens will win. I think they're going to win. Lamar Jackson beat the Patriots, beat the Texans, beat
the Rams, Seahawks. Yeah.
And by a good amount. When you beat the Patriots by 17, beat the Rams by 30, 39, beat the Texans by 39. What?
Are you okay?
What are you going to do?
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
So, much like Edgar Allan Poe, you're going to curse this group of young men trying to get to the bye week of the playoffs, and they're going to lose this game, and the Patriots will seal it.
The Niners need this one more. The Ravens are likely to wind up as the
two seed.
That's
true. I was talking about home field advantage. The 2 seed doesn't get home field advantage, right? Just the 1 seed.
Not for the title game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they would get a home game in the divisional round and have to travel if the 1 seed won, and that'll be the Patriots. So you can – I don't know how confidently you can say whoever goes in there would – would you be stunned if, let's say, Patrick Mahomes or the Colts went up there and beat them?
Patriots?
Yeah.
In Foxborough?
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah, of course I would be stunned.
If any team beats the Patriots in Foxborough.
I generally would agree with that.
In Foxborough.
Sure. I mean, if I had to pick right now, I would say the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Although, you would, okay.
Because you seem pretty low on them right now. No, I'll come off of that. The Ravens are doing historic stuff. I know. I'm going to stay. So
it's going to be the Cowboys and the Baltimore Ravens. The Cowboys will beat them and be victorious, says one Dave Damage.
I didn't say the Cowboys are going to win the Super. I said they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Equally laughable.
I think this is a really interesting matchup against the Ravens because Nick Bosa specifically collapses the offensive line, the push that he gets.
Sure.
And so what disrupts that what Lamar Jackson's doing is getting into the backfield.
Sure.
And if you can make it tight quarters for him, you're going to take away that side
of
the field.
Let's see who's faster at figuring out which option to pick correctly, Joey Bosa or Lamar Jackson.
Really
Lamar Jackson's brain works so – I don't know how he does it. He's just holding onto the ball. He just sees everything in a split second, picks the right thing every time. He's absolutely wonderful. He will be this in the same boat as RG3 in 2022 or 23, probably.
Which is what, hurt?
I mean, just not a starting quarterback.
Well, guys, it's weird that RG3 and Mike Vick, for all their superhuman gifts, lacked the spatial sense of when they were about to get smacked and when to get down.
Right.
And Cap and Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson do have that. They never – if you think about it, when do you see those guys get lit up? It just never happens. It does stand the reason.
He got dragged down by a couple of the Rams guys. But you're predicting longevity for young Lamar Jackson.
I predict longevity. You'd be a foolish bet with any pro football player. You have giant human beings running into you on purpose.
That's true.
Especially Lamar Jackson, the way he's playing.
That's the name of the game.
But in the short term, it's awfully exciting. I don't think he's a 20-year playing this style of football. But, you know, the short-term bang of what he's doing, I don't know. If they vanquish the Niners, if they whip them like they have everybody else, I don't know how anybody would rightly say, oh, yeah, the Ravens will get theirs come January. Right. I don't know who's going to knock off that attack because it's only going to get – it's only going to hurt more legitimately to play about that. Go grab Mark Ingram when it's 9 degrees now
right.
when he's running full speed.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Gosh, I just would not want to see that.
That kind of attack should travel into bad weather.
Mark Ingram. All right, that is it for us. Dave, thank you for joining us sincerely.
Thank you. Great to see you, Dylan. Sonny, pleasure. Star in the making.
Yes.
Great to get on record with you now, and then 10 years from now when you've taken over the industry, I'll be able to point back at this
Remember.
And say, I know Sonny Sony.
Remember.
You know? It's Sonny, right?
Subscribe to the Dave Damashek
and
Football
Gabe, what
Program
a pleasure to see
as
you.
Well as Dave's of Thunder. Follow Damashek on Twitter at Damashek. Correct, right?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You're a real yam, Dylan.
Enjoy the yams today. Enjoy the turkey today. And enjoy the ham that will not be on your table.
Or if you do have it on your table, enjoy it
too. Enjoy the mac and cheese.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Good luck with your fantasy weekends. What do I say? I say don't do your worst, do your best.
Mahalo.
And that was just a waste of my time.
Adios.